A human rights dialogue between the EU and Indonesia has been established, and several Indonesian civil society organizations have joined with Christian Solidarity Worldwide to welcome the initiative, which is set to begin this coming week. The organizations are urging that religious freedom be a priority focus during the process in light of recent attacks against Christians and other religious minorities resulting from the rise of Islamist extremism in the country. We spoke with the National Director of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Stuart Windsor.
Indonesia has had a very, very long history of moderate Islam, and really extremism only started really in 1999-2000 with Alaska Jihad, and then spread throughout the islands. And Indonesia is, in fact, the biggest Islamic republic in the world. But its Islam to date has been very moderate. People consider themselves Muslims, but many people wouldn't go to the mosque but would call themselves Muslims. So there has been a growth in Islam extremism, which resulted in 2002 with a parliamentary bill to try and bring in Sharia law, which was defeated by the moderates and the good people in parliament.
Now, have there been any recent incidents of violence against Christians or other minorities?
Yeah, there has been, and there have been several churches that have been attacked. Violence and discrimination against Christians has increased. 30 attacks on churches and church properties between January 2009, May 2010. 20 incidents have been reported this year alone. And churches in Jakarta and in Bekasi have been attacked. And the plight of Muslim Ahmadiyyas are a cause for concern. And so we, as we start this dialogue on the 29th of July, we really, really are urging the EU to major on religious freedom.